Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. The Greek gods, who were they really? As it turns out, Bob and I were both reading about them at the same time without knowing that the other person was reading about them, and we talk about it on this episode. Did the Greek gods put us on this parallel path? Only Hermes knows for sure. Enjoy.
It's about women in Greek mythology. Who have been either mischaracterized or undercharacterized.
How did we get on the same page at the same time? Because I'm listening to Psyche and Eros right now, which is a fictionalized retelling of them. But it also gives you a lot of perspective about some of the other legends and gods and demigods and all of that stuff.
That's like kismet.
Yeah.
I think you may have mentioned that to me, though, because...
No, I just started listening to it.
I heard Psyche mentioned in the first couple pages of this book, and mentioned Psyche carrying this golden, like, coffin or box with them, and that they think that Psyche's box was confused for Pandora's box. That Pandora's box was actually a jar. And that, in fact, Pandora wasn't an evil character at all, where people think she unleashed evil into the world. Some people have said it was just a mistake. She wanted the wealth that was in the box, all the good things, and the bad things came out too.
Sure.
Like Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Yep.
Right? So you see all the parallels there. But they portray this as, it might have been an accident. Because those jars that they had, that they were very narrow at the bottom and very wide at the top.
I break jars all the time.
And who the heck would be... putting all the evil in the world in a jar.
No, that's a terrible place to keep all the evil of the world.
I agree.
I keep mine in my savings box at the bank. What do you call it? Safety deposit box. Thank you.
That's good.
No, that's good. That's so funny because one of the people, so it's Psyche and Eros. And
it's,
what's funny
a love
is,
story, right?
Yeah. And it's so it goes back and forth from perspectives between the two of them. And it's by British performers, the narrators who are doing it.
Always.
So what's nice about it is just, I love the pronunciations.
Yeah.
Because it's not Eros, it's Eros.
Eros.
No.
Eros. It's
Eros.
Eros.
And so I'm like, oh, okay, great. But they tell a story about Medusa. Like Medusa wasn't a monster. She was... cursed because of somebody else's crime and all this. Did you read the same thing?
No, but this is the thing. This Medusa came up in the first few pages of this book as well. And the question of how evil Medusa was, and that nobody really ever looked into, how did Medusa become Medusa?
Yeah.
You know, she became this evil monster, but there's a backstory there. And usually the backstories and the villains are more interesting than the backstories
100%.
And the heroes, right?
So I may be misremembering it. And I don't know how much of this is... So this is a fictionalized retelling, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's meeting a bunch of people and they're talking to people. And, you know, she goes... Psyche goes down to Hades to get something and she meets Medusa there. And just like we all do sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
And Medusa's like, no, somebody... I got raped... And I prayed to, I can't remember who it was, it might have been Hera, to for that never to happen again. And so she cursed me as a Gorgon. And she was actually a dryad beforehand.
Now, was she raped by Zeus?
No, you know what? It was Apollo.
Oh, okay. Now, was Apollo also Hera's lover?
No, I think it was her son, but that doesn't mean anything with the Greek
Well,
gods.
No, this is just, Hera is one Hera of the scariest.
Is very, yeah.
She's the scariest god to me because she was so incredibly spiteful. But
in any case, like a backstory like that, and
so
then
good.
She just wanted to be left alone, but people wanted to go hunt her because, you know, they got nothing better to do. They hear about a monster and they want to be a hero.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That makes it so sad.
Yeah.
Well, when you think of like Beauty and the Beast, right?
All the time. I look in the mirror and I think of Beast and I get away from the mirror and I think Beauty.
It's weird because I feel just the opposite when I get there on the mirror.
Interesting.
I look in that mirror and I see beauty.
Uh-huh.
And then when I go away, I just feel like a beast.
Oh, okay.
But my point, and I did have one, is that we knew the backstory. We were compassionate towards the beast, you know, and that he was cursed in a horrible way for being a bad person, but still cursed in a horrible way. And we don't think of all the monsters who have those backstories. It's a rare treat to talk Greek mythology with the Greekest human I know. I've always loved the stories of the Greek gods and the wacky things that went on in Mount Olympus. It almost always felt like the moral of those stories was that the gods are human too, and not good ones, but they were fun to read about. And now I get to talk to my podcast partner about them. It's been a good day. And we wish you a good day, my friend, because this episode is now over. Go in peace. We'll catch you tomorrow.